नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम् फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 19 द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बुद्वीप टेक्स्ट 5 मर्त्या अवतारः इतु इह मर्तावतारस् त्विह मर्ता शिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलम् विभो कुतो अन्नथा स्याद् रमतः स्व आत्मनः सीता कृतानि व्याशनानि ईश्वरस्य व्याशनानीश्वरस्य मर्तावतारस्त्वय तु इह मर्तशिक्षणम् मर्तावतारस्त्विह मर्तशिक्षणम् रक्ष बधयैव न केवलं विभो कूतन्नथा स्याद् रमतस्य आत्मना सीता कृतानि व्यसनानीश्वरस्य मर्तावतारस्तिह मर्तशिक्षणम् रक्षो बधायैव न केवलं विभो कूतन्नथा स्याद् रमतस्य आत्मना सीता कृतानि व्यसनानि स्वरस्य मर्तावतारस्तिह मर्तशिक्षणम् रक्ष बधायैव न केवलं विभो कूतन्नथ स्याद् रमतस्य आत्मनः सीता कृतानि व्यसनानीश्वरस्य मर्त्य एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग अवतारः हुज इनकार्नेशन टू हाउएवर इह इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड मर्त्य शिक्षणम् For teaching all the living entities, especially human beings, raksha badhaya, to kill the demon Ravana, eva, certainly, na, not, kevalam, only, bibho, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, kutaha, From where?
Anyatha,
otherwise, syat, there should be. I'm sorry, there would be. Ramataha, of one enjoying,
Sway,
in himself.
Atmanaha,
the spiritual identity of the universe. Sita, of the wife of Lord Ramchandra.
Kritani,
appearing due to the separation. Vyasanani,
all the miseries.
Ishwarasya,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramchandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is a self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Please repeat after me. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. For this reason, Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramchandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead. And nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the Lord appears in this universe in the form of a human being, he has two purposes, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. To destroy the demons and protect the devotees. To protect the devotees, the Lord not only satisfies them, but his personal presence, but also teaches them so that they will not fall down from the devotional service. By his personal example, Lord Ramchandra taught the devotees that it is better not to enter married life, which is certainly followed by many tribulations, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45. Janmaithunadi grihamedhi sukham hituchham Kundayana karayor eva dukha dukham Trippanti neha kripana bahu dukha bhaja Kundad kundutivan manasijam vishaheta dhira. Kripanas, those who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge and who are therefore just the opposite of brahmanas, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. Thus they enjoy sex again and again, although that sex is followed by many tribulations. This is a warning to devotees. To teach this lesson to devotees and to human society in general, Lord Sri Ramchandra, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, underwent a series of tribulations because He accepted a wife, Mother Sita. Lord Ramchandra underwent these austerities, of course, only to instruct us. Actually, He never has any reason to lament for anything. Another aspect of the Lord's instruction is that one who accepts a wife must be a faithful husband and give her full protection. Human society is divided into two classes of men: those who strictly follow the religious principles and those who are devotees. By His personal example, Lord Ramchandra wanted to instruct both of them how to fully adapt the discipline of the religious system and how to be a beloved and dutiful husband. Otherwise, he has no reason to undergo apparent tribulations. One who strictly follows religious principles must not neglect to provide all facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There may be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramchandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramchandra could have produced hundreds and thousands of Sitas from his pleasure potency. But just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravana, but also killed Ravan and all the members of his family. Another aspect of the teaching of Lord Ramchandra is that, although Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotees may apparently suffer from material tribulations, they have nothing to do with such tribulations. They are Mukta Purushas, liberated persons, under all circumstances. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Jato dukho Vaishnaver Babohar dukho, Jato dakho Vaishnaver Babohar dukho, Nishchay janiho taha Paramananda sukha. A Vaishnava is always firmly situated in transcendental bliss because of his engagement in devotional service. Although he may appear to suffer material pains, his position is called transcendental bliss in separation, viraha. The emotions a lover and beloved feel when separated from one another are actually very blissful, although apparently painful. Therefore, the separation of Lord Ramchandra and Sita Devi, as well as the consequent tribulation they suffered, is but another display of transcendental bliss. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Thapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Martavatarastiha Marta Shikshanang Raksho Badhaiva na Kevalang Bipho Kuto Annatha Shad Ramatasva Atmana Sita Kritani Vashanani Nishvaraha Ishvarasya. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
appeared in the form of a human being. Lord Ramchandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravan, but also to teach mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is the self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? So, in King Purushavarsha, Hanuman is offering his prayers to Lord Ramchandra. There are different varshas in a dweep. Now we are hearing the descriptions of Jammudvip. In Jammudvip, there is a specific varsha, tract of land, that is known as King Purusha Varsha. King Purusha means monkeys. King Purusha. They look like human beings, almost. Almost human beings. King Purusha. And Varsha, the land. The land of monkeys. And who is the leader of the monkeys? Hanuman. And what does the leader do? The leader teaches his followers how to become a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the actual mission. That is the actual objective of a leader. A leader must be able to teach his followers how to become a devotee of Krishna. And if he can't do that, then he shouldn't be a leader. Not only a leader, he should not become a guru, he should not become a father, he should not become a mother, he should not become a political leader, and so forth. And he shouldn't become a husband. Namo chayajja samupeto mrittum. If he cannot protect one, if one cannot deliver one, if one cannot save one from imminent death, then he should not assume this position, one of these positions. And how can one conquer death? What is the secret of conquering death? The secret of conquering death is to become a devotee of the Lord. When one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he doesn't die. He simply changes his body. Because by becoming a devotee of the Lord, he becomes situated in his spiritual identity. And because he is situated in his spiritual identity, because he is situated in his spirit soul, because he is spirit soul, then he sees how he is changing his body. That is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. One who is not a devotee of the Lord, he stays in his body consciousness. He thinks that he is his body. So his entire consciousness is in his body. Therefore, he doesn't have any understanding beyond this body. So when the body comes to an end, he thinks, I am also ending. This is my end also. So that is the fallacy and misery of being in the bodily conscious concept of life. He is limited to his sense perception, limited to his body's consciousness. Whatever happens to the body, he thinks that's happening to him. Whereas when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he becomes situated in his spiritual identity. Not only that, he thinks that, oh, I am a spirit soul. He actually experiences that he is a spirit soul. His consciousness is in his spirit soul. And that happens only when one becomes Krishna conscious. When he becomes conscious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he then becomes situated in his pure spiritual identity. And in that situation, he simply sees that he is changing his body. So, that's why it is very important that whenever one takes the position of a leader, leader means guide others. Lead means to guide. But in order to guide, one must know where the goal is. Without the goal, one cannot possibly guide. And that real goal is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore the leader teaches, follow Krishna, become surrendered to Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna. So generally that was the condition of all the planets, including the earth planet. Actually that is still the condition in every other planets. It's a devotee who becomes the ruler. And when a non-devotee becomes a ruler, then automatically there is difficulty. Like sometimes, generally it doesn't happen in other planetary systems. Only when some demon takes over, becoming very powerful, the demons drive away the rulers of those planets and take over. And then Krishna comes to kill those demons. Ravan was one such demon. He took over the heavenly planet. The position of the Rakshasas are actually in the lower planetary systems. Patala Loka. And they should reside there. But Ravan became envious. So why they have higher planetary systems? Why the demigods should reside in the Swargaloka and we are subjected to lower planetary systems? We are coming from the same family. They're actually from the same family. The same father but different mothers. Kashyapa is the father and Aditi is the mother of the demigods and Diti is the mother of the demons. Daityas and Devas. And their condition, their consideration was why they will have this other facility. They didn't consider that they are having the other facilities, better facilities because they are devotees of the Lord. Prabhupada gives the example, the devotees always get facilities, just like a government employee gets facilities from the government because he is serving the government. Similarly, those who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they get better facilities. But the demons become envious. Why they do that? And they try to forcibly take over. They acquire mystic power, they acquire special power, and with that power they take over. But the result is suffering for everybody. But then that's why the Lord comes, paritranaya sadhunam, because especially the sadhus suffer. When there is this kind of arrangement, then non-devotees prosper and devotees suffer. They try to break that system. Like Ravan's consideration was that why should people enjoy pious activities? People should enjoy by committing sinful activities. That is a demoniac understanding.
So he decided to kill, he decided to build a staircase that would go all the way up to heaven. In order to go to heaven, generally the need is, general necessity is paiti, punya.
Urdhaṁ gacchanti shaktastha.
Those who are pious, they are elevated to the higher planetary systems. Some devotees are under Raja, come inside. Those who are outside, there are plenty of place inside.
So they try to undo the divine arrangement. It's something like the lawbreakers. The state has a law, but the outlaws, that means those who are criminals, they break the law. And they defy the law, they break the law. So similarly, the demons try to do that. And as a result of that, good people suffer and bad people prosper. They also suffer, they actually suffer even more. But apparently it seems that they are prospering. So one such demon was Ravan. Ravan became extremely powerful, practically immortal, because of his special power achieved from Lord Brahma. And he practically became immortal because nobody could kill him. Demigods couldn't kill him. Demons couldn't kill him. Serpents couldn't kill him. But he forgot to ask one person, one species, human beings. And in a way he became so puffed up, he became so arrogant, that he thought, oh, human beings are so insignificant. Just as we human beings do not really care about ants. Who cares for an ant? So he did not ask immunity from human beings. So the Lord took advantage. When the time came to get rid of Ravan, then he appeared as a human being. Of course, this is his pastimes. And the pastimes of the Lord is like a play, like a drama on a stage. He acts. It's not that he is going through that himself. He enacts that. Therefore, it's called Leela or pastimes. It's not real. It's like a play. Pastime. It's like a play. Joyous play, pastime. Just as one plays games in order to enjoy, the Lord performs his pastimes in order to enjoy. And how does he enjoy? By associating with his devotees, by giving pleasure to his devotees, by having a loving exchange with his devotees. So that is the paritrana sadhunam. And while he does that, what he does, those who are creating difficulties for the devotees, he kills them. Binasaya cha duskritam. He protects the devotees, he gives pleasure to the devotees, and he annihilates the demons. And this is how he establishes the law and order. And that law and order is called dharma. Dharma is the law given by the Lord. And the lawbreakers, the demons, they break the law. They disregard the law. They act in defiance to the law. So he comes and he reestablishes the law and order and dharma. Dharma shankhsthapan arthaya. Another way to look at it is, the Lord
performs his pastimes by giving pleasure to his devotees. Like a drama has two aspects. A good drama has two aspects. Similarly, the Lord's pastimes also has two aspects. One aspect is entertainment. A good drama must have entertainment and education. Must teach something. A good drama must have a theme, a moral. And that is the education. Learn something from a good drama. So Lord is performing his drama, is performing his pastimes, in one hand to give pleasure to his devotees. Iti driksha lila bhir ananda kunde shaghoshang nimajjanta makkhapayanta. In this way, by performing his pastimes, the Lord drowns his devotees in an ocean of joy, ocean of ecstasy. Can everybody hear me? Or should I have to speak loudly? What happened? The electricity? Electricity is gone. So now it's generator. Okay. Can you hear me, Mukul?
Yeah.
Okay, then everybody can hear me. So, Mukunda, can you hear me? So, the Lord performs his pastimes in this wonderful way, by giving pleasure to his devotees. And along with that, he performs another aspect of the drama, that is, he teaches a lesson. Teaches a lesson, what to do and what not to do. So Lord Ramchandra, that way, is the Marjada Purushottam. Marjada means the principle of law and order, the principle of dharma. Dharma, the codes of law and order, codes of dharma are given in the books, in the scriptures, in the samhitas. And he teaches how to follow those instructions. He is the ideal teacher in that respect. Marjada Purushottam. He is giving the proper understanding how to act. Why should one follow the law? What's the benefit of following the law? Even though it may be difficult, one must do that. Why? For the higher purpose. Undergoing some difficulties here, if we can get a better future, shouldn't we do that? That is the lesson. Like we see in our life, like you all go to schools and colleges, undergo difficulties. You like to play, but the teacher says, no, go to the classroom. You want to do things, but your parents say, no, don't do that, do this. You don't like to do it, but you have to do that. And more you do that, you create a better future. So austerities, or undergoing difficulties for the sake of better future, is the intelligent thing to do. Especially when you get the human form of life. Because this earth planet... because the earth planet is a wonderful place for creating our future. Like we have the ability here to create our good fortune. Everything is happening according to karma. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. We are, whatever we get, enjoyment or suffering is a result of our past activities, the way we acted in the past. right action leads to enjoyment, or punya leads to enjoyment. Right action is punya. Acting according to the injunctions of the scriptures, or acting according to the instructions and guidance of the authority. When we act in that way, then we acquire good karma, to which results into enjoyment. And acting in defiance to that is causing the bad karma, which causes us suffering or punishment. We are punished because of our wrong action. That is the law of nature. So, the Lord teaches us how we should act when you get the human form of life. Therefore, He is Marjada Purushottam. He sets the perfect example. His example is so wonderful that it's practically impossible for anyone to follow. Only He could do that. Only He could do that. To uphold His father's words, give up His kingdom. The day He was supposed to be coronated as the crown prince, as the successor to the throne, He was practically ascending to the throne. He had to leave everything and go away. Go to the forest. So, why is He acting like that? He's acting like that because He's teaching us what we should do. Be good. So that's what He's teaching us. How to be good. Have respect for your superiors. Love your parents. Act according to their instructions. Act according to their honor. That is the principal teaching. So He's showing that. Oh, my father gave His words to His wife, my stepmother, and she wants that He fulfills that promise. Although my father doesn't want to fulfill that promise, I will uphold His words. So that is the ideal act of an ideal son. And then he is in the forest. And what he is doing as a warrior, as a kshatriya, he is protecting the sadhus, the saints. There are so many demons in the forest. They are causing disturbance to the sadhus. The sadhus want to go to the solitude of the forest to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and render devotional service in that serene solitude atmosphere. But the rakshasas are causing trouble to them. So he said, okay, I'll give you protection. So that is the responsibility of a kshatriya. That is the responsibility also of a householder. Give protection to everybody. Maintain others. Although he is in the forest, he is actually maintaining. Then his wife is kidnapped. And like an ordinary husband, like an ordinary human being, he is crying, lamenting, as if he is completely heartbroken that his wife, he can't find his wife. And then the struggle begins for one full year, practically last year of his exile, fighting with the demons, killing them, arranging a battle, and he is making all the arrangements. His soldiers has to now be transported across the ocean. Okay, build a bridge. Build a bridge across the ocean. So this is how the Lord is displaying his wonderful activities in order to give pleasure to his devotees and in order to annihilate the demons. And apparently he is undergoing so many difficulties, so many trials and tribulations, so many impediments. Ravan is so powerful, and being in a forest, what could he arrange? What kind of army he could raise in the middle of the forest but the monkeys? Those were the residents of the forest. And with the monkeys he creates his army. Of course he himself could have killed Ravan in no time. But if the drama ends without excitement, would you pay the money and go to see it? Entertainment. The adrenaline must flow. Excitement must be there. All the emotions must be there. You should get so angry that you would feel like throwing your shoes at the villain. And you are so emotionally touched by seeing the condition of the heroine that you shed tears. So this is the drama. Different mellows are experienced. So the Lord also allows his devotees to experience different mellows. Hashya, Adbhut, Veera, Raidra, Bibhatsa, Bhayanak and Karun. Seven secondary mellows. Humor, Hasya, Wonder, Adbhut, Veera, Chivalry, Rodra, Anger, Bibhatsa, Ghastly, Bhayanak, Frightening, Karun, Pathos. So all these emotions are experienced when the Lord performs his pastime. The devotees experience, and even the demons experience. Like Kamsa, he is trembling all the time, out of fear. Such a big hero, such a powerful person. But just the thought of Krishna is making him tremble with fear. And Veera, chivalry. When Sugriv saw Ravan, they went up on a hill. After entering into Lanka, they went on top of a hill on the northern part of the capital of Lanka, and from the hill they were watching Ravan's city of Lanka. And at that time Ravan was inspecting the monkey arrangement. He came onto the city wall inspecting. So when Sugriv saw Ravan, he just jumped from the top of the mountain and came right in front of Ravan and just slapped him on the face. His crown went flying, and they both of them started to fight, wrestling, fighting there. Then Ravan, without being unable to defeat Sugriv, he started to use his mystic power. Then Sugriv came back. Ram was very upset with him. Sugriv, why did you do that? I couldn't control my anger. When I saw him, my blood was boiling so badly that I had to do this. So Ramchandra said, look, you're the general. You're the king. You can't afford to do that. If anything happens to you, then what will happen to the morality of your soldiers? They all will become completely demoralized. So you can't afford to act in such a whimsical way. So this is how the devotees experience
different mellows through the pastimes of the Lord. And ultimately, it all ends in a beautiful, happy ending. That's the difference between the Western world and Eastern world. The Greek dramas always end in tragedy. The Greek tragedy. But the Vedic dramas never end in tragedy. It always ends in union. Because the Lord is ultimately going to win. Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vijaya, victory must be there. So that is a wonderful thing about being a devotee of the Lord. You'll never lose. Ultimately, no matter whatever you're going to go through, ultimately you'll win. So that is what the Srimad Bhagavatam so wonderfully explaining to us. The Lord, through His pastimes, is teaching so wonderful lessons to us. And what is the bottom line? The bottom line is, become a devotee of Krishna. And don't ever deviate from your Krishna consciousness. Clear? Just become a simple instruction. Always remember Krishna, always serve Krishna, and never forget Him. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Does anybody have any question? Yes?
रामचंद्र जी ने अपने चरित्र से इन दोनों प्रकार के लोगों को बताना चाहते थे कि किस प्रकार धर्म की मोहम्मद का पालन करते हुए प्रिय तथा कर्तव्य निष्ठ पति बना जा सकता है। ये क्वेश्चन मेरे पूछ रही हूँ कि मैं किस तरह या धर्म नियमों का पालन करके अपने पति के प्रति वो कर्तव्य निष्ठ बनू ताकि मेरे आचरण से मेरे दोनों लक्ष्य टिक सके।
तो ये हमको बताना पड़ेगा। करते रहो, जो कर्तव्य है करते रहो, घर संभालो, पति को सेवा करो, बच्चे को देखभाल करो, बच्चे को सही रूप से शिक्षा दो। बस। और असली बात यह है कि सबको भक्त बनाने का कोशिश करो। अगर भक्ति मार्ग से दूर गया तो उसको जल्दी जल्दी वापस लाओ। ठीक है? ओके। हरे कृष्णा। ओके, देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन from the internet, I think. Oh, no, Bibhu Chaitanya. Okay. Why is this context, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is addressed as Bibho, specifically? Bibho means the greatest, all-encompassing. Bibhu? Chaitanya, whose consciousness is all pervading. Right?
Regarding his healing the husband of Sita Devi, and he appearing as a human being, so this word Vibho, how does it connect with these two aspects? How was he Vibho being?
Even though he's acting as a human being, he's always Bibhu. He's always the Supreme. Like the king may play a role of an ordinary person in a drama. Now, does he become the ordinary person? On the stage, he is playing that role. But he's always the king. Yes, Chitari.
Last time you mentioned that Lord Ramchandra protecting the sadhus also. So, only one thing came to mind that when Vasishtha Muni, Sau Nandini was kidnapped, so he did not protect her. He said that I am Brahmana, I cannot protect you. Similarly, these sadhus also, like, they do not use to protect themselves, although they could. So, in this, they act in this way, like, Brahmanas do not try to protect themselves or they depend on Kshatriyas to protect. Is it like that? Like,
no, what's your question? I couldn't get that.
Like, sadhus could kill the demons by themselves also. They were not dependent on somebody else because they had such
a... Yeah, okay.
But they did not protect. So, similarly, Vastra did not protect the her cow Nandini also.
Yeah, right. Because he is a Brahmana, acting in a mode of passion was not befitting to him. Right, fighting is in a mode of passion. So for him, being who is situated in a mode of goodness, is not appropriate for him to come down to the mode of passion. Whereas Arjuna is another sadhu. He is fighting. So, one can be a sadhu in any mode. Right? That means he can serve the Lord under any condition.
Other legal mentioning that if you come to goodness, then you can utilize your passion in proper way.
No, if you are in the pure goodness.
Yes.
Pure goodness means acting according to the instruction of the Lord or His devotees. So in that, when a devotee says something, then you can do that. Right? But otherwise, when one is in the material platform, then he is functioning according to the Varnashram. But spiritual platform is transcendental to Varnashram. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Premanandi, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.